would take me to the Church of the Transfiguration in West Philadelphia. I can still recall such occasions when I would look up and around as a child does and wonder, looking at the bright colors, inspiring array of mosaics, and host of angelic figures and a plethora of saints. It was like Disneyland for a child. The Church of the Transfiguration was one of the largest churches in all of Philadelphia, sitting more than 2,000 every Sunday. This was an immigrant church, and even then, it was at times standing room only. It was a different culture, it was a different time. I was invited then for the first time to look up and imagine for the church's spacious space called forth the sacred in my soul and every soul who worshiped God there in that holy edifice. In so many words, I and we were awakened. Our souls were awakened to the sacred. For a child going to transfiguration, or transy as we called it in those days as kids, it was like really going on a trip. And it evokes something different, something more, something extraordinary. Later in school, I would learn that the word supernatural described it. And later when I prayed and reflected upon today's gospel, I would be able to be given words to the experience which the Church of the Transfiguration evoked. Words such as mystery, transcendent, something out of the ordinary. And at an early age, the images depicted on the Church of the Transfiguration represented an invitation for children and adults alike, namely, to allow ourselves to be amazed by the grandeur of God's. Today's gospel, as well as the other two readings, offers us invitations, namely, to share with Abraham, with Paul, and with Peter an awakening and having a glimpse of God's grandeur. I invite you to consider this church. Look at the radiance reflected from our windows. Look at the colors. Yesterday, you don't see the two back windows, but the radiance at 5:30 came together, and literally you had a colored, bright background to the cross. This is what nature gives us. The way in the morning when the children are here, you see it coming through those windows. From here in the afternoon, it's one of the ways that we can experience the sacred. The stations of the cross are something similar, sparking, awakening our imagination, not just in words, but in images. This is what our faith invites us. It's an imaginative faith. And the three readings invite us to be awakened, to have our imagination sparked, and even risk accepting the invitation of the Holy to see each of us as sacred. The possibility that our ordinary lives touches something extraordinary, that the nature surrounding our senses suggests something super nature, and that our lives participate in the transcendent, and with Christ will one day be transformed into the transfigured, taken up into the very existence of our Creator, and to participate in God's mysterious presence of the Holy Trinity. Our parish is called Holy Trinity. We are invited to believe that we participate in this grand mystery, whatever our ages. The three readings, then, are three invitations. The first reading from Genesis started it off when Abraham was invited to look up at the stars and imagine, look up at the lights. Countless stars light the sky every night. Thousands, billions, we're told by science. Ponder, wonder, if you will, who is the Creator? These were the questions that Abraham looked up when he noticed the stars, and he heard the words, look at the stars, and they will not be enough for whom your descendants will be, Abraham. Abraham was the father of our imaginations of faith. Abraham later became Abraham, and with his wife Sarah, brought a new consciousness to civilization, a new way of looking at life, here, now, future, and saying that to your descendants, I give this land. This is the beginning of the covenant, the Old Testament, the movement of Abraham. This is the way we are invited to see our faith. Our trust in God's providence begins with Abraham, looking up at the stars. Our trust in God's covenant began with this man, moving, traveling as a pilgrim, looking further, the mystery of life in our existence. Similarly, the reading from St. Paul has an invitation, sparking us, awakening to awe and wonder. Where do you feel it? Where do you experience? Is the question of Lent. Ponder the mystery of flowers coming from the ground. Wonder about something greater when you see a smile of a baby. Do you sense what this mystery is inviting us? And so we hear from Paul something similar. Our citizenship is in heaven. Paul had that sense of the Christ connecting us, a Christ who's saying something more is offered, not just up in the stars, but around the globe, around consciousness. And Paul was the one who traveled around the Mediterranean, going from place to place, culture to culture, preaching the Christ who connects us. How are you and I, my brothers and sisters, connected to the people of Christ's church, our fellow citizens in heaven, where a tragedy of our Muslim brothers and sisters happened in the name of a town called Christ Church? Coincidence, perhaps, having traveled there 15 years ago to give some talks with the Mercy Sisters, I experienced the people of New Zealand and experienced the pain they're going through now. This is the imagination that Paul had. We're fellow citizens on earth, fellow citizens transcending earth, and yet connected. A tragedy, again. By the way, Father Tom Rees noted that there have been 25 mass killings in churches, synagogues, and mosques since 2014. 25, including Catholic churches in Egypt. In Pakistan. This is the troubled world we live in, but they are our fellow citizens, Paul says. Let us pray for them, feel ourselves connected, and not neglect them in whatever way we're called to pray with our brothers, sisters of the Muslim faith. They too were founded by the imagination Abraham. The sons and daughters of the Abrahamic religions, Muslim, Jewish, Christian, we're all in this together and beyond. It's a day to recognize something greater. And then there is Peter and his fellow apostles awakened to that actual moment of transfiguration. Notice the scene depicted. A cloud came and cast a shadow over them, and they became frightened when they entered the cloud. And then the words, "This is my chosen one. Listen to him." Last week, the first act of the Lenten drama, Jesus goes to the desert after he had heard from the Jordan River, "You are my beloved son." Do you hear Jesus, his own need to be inspired, to be encouraged, to go forth and preach the good news? This is what Abraham, Paul, and Peter's awakening experience, how it was transformational as it was transfigured. Yes, there is one other person who I must not neglect on this 17th day of March, namely Patrick. Now, amidst all the partying and the parading on this holiday, there is often the mist, the essence of the person of Patrick himself, his own sense of awe and wonder. For Patrick was a man deeply attuned to the supernatural presence of God. He knew the transfigured Christ. breaking through the natural and the ordinary. And Patrick's sense of the transfigured presence of God was captured in this famous prayer. Listen to some of the words. I arise today, God's strength to pilot me, God's might to uphold me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's eye to see before me, God's ear to hear me, God's word to speak for me, God's hand to guard me, God's way to lie before me, God's shield to protect me, God's host to secure me, Christ be with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ where I lie down, Christ where I sit, Christ where I arise, Christ in the heart of every person who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of every person who speaks of me, Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me. I arise today. Like Patrick, Paul, Peter, Abraham, like all the women and men, our ancestors, who were awakened to the faith, this, my brothers and sisters, on this second Sunday of Lent, is an invitation to be awakened. Be awakened by what God gives us. Be awakened by the tragedies around the world. Be awakened that God is with us and with all those who suffer. Be awakened by the mystery of Christ, so that one day we will be awakened together in the Transfiguration.